And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Don't you love it how I finally got the tagline correct? It's only taken me a month to get the tagline correct. What I used to say was, I'm working on your financial freedom, but then I realized there's a whole lot of other people that are in support of me that make Lifestyles Unlimited happen, that create the educational environment for our members, that create the deal flow for our members. I mean, it's kind of cool that I finally figured out the tagline. Don't you think so? I think so. Okay, so that's not what I want to talk about today. What I want to talk about today is I want to talk about this blue property that I'm looking at. Yeah, it's not sad. It's not that kind of blue. It's actually blue. It's a vivid blue property. It's actually not a bad looking color of blue. It's kind of a darker shade of blue, but it's nice. So why am I looking at a blue property? Because it's a property that we may consider putting into our portfolio. What does that mean, putting it into our portfolio? It means that this is a property that we would like to analyze because there's something about this property that caught our eye. There's something about this property that made us go, I need to know more about this property. I need to have some of the fundamental information about this property. So let me do this for you. Let me take a step back and let me explain to you why I'm looking at this blue property. I received an email from one of the Lifestyles Unlimited Realty members. His name's Joe. He's a great guy. He's been a part of the Realty team for a long time. He knows a ton about single family. He knows a ton about multifamily. And he loves helping our Lifestyles Unlimited members create wealth. He does. I mean, it's a passion for him, and he's really good at it. He works with a lot of our members, and he helps them create wealth. So why am I talking about Joe? Why am I talking about wealth creation? I'm talking about it because he sent me a property that made me go, there's something about this property that makes me want to take a step back and makes me want to consider the property for inclusion into my portfolio. Now, just because Joe sent me the property and just because I'm looking at the property on my computer monitor and I notice that it's a blue property, doesn't mean I'm going to buy it. No. It doesn't mean I'm going to buy it. So what was it about this property? What was it about what Joe sent to me that caught my attention? Well, there were two things about this property that caught my attention. The first thing was the cash flow. Yeah, the cash flow on this property. So when Joe did his analysis before he even sent this property to me and my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, he did an analysis on this property. And what he determined based off of what the market was telling him, in other words, what the property is worth in the current marketplace, what it could potentially be worth if it is improved, what it does as far as rental income, everything that Joe could garner together, he put together into the information packet. And then he sent it to me. So I looked at the information packet and I went, wow, that's kind of cool. Cash flow, $916 per month, not per year, per month, $916. So that caught my attention. I thought, wow, what kind of property is this that can produce $916 worth of cash flow? Is it a single family property? Chances are no, because what we know at Lifestyles Unlimited is that the majority of single family properties in the markets that we invest in return between $200 and maybe $600 per month in passive income, in cash flow. But this particular asset is poised to return $916 worth of cash flow. So what is it about this particular property that allows it to command more cash flow than what we're used to in the general marketplace? Well, what's a little bit unique about this property is that it's actually a fourplex. It's a fourplex. It's not a single family house. It's not a duplex. It's not a triplex. It is a property that has four living units contained within it. And as I look at this property, I understand, based on what I see in the property, that this is something that we call a conversion. What's a conversion? A conversion is a single family property that may have been built a while ago. This one was just happened to be built in 1960, and it was built to contain one family. It was built as a single family residence. But then over time, one of the things that happened, there was a trend that happened in real estate investing where people went and they found these single family houses. And they said, wow, this thing's pretty big. This thing is pretty big. It's almost 2,800 square feet. So it's a pretty big two-story house. And when you look at it from the front, it has one main entryway into it. So that leads you to believe that this is still a single family house. But this particular property, as I look through all of the pictures, I quickly realize that it has been converted. It has been converted from its original single family use into a fourplex. It now has four living units in it. It has four kitchens in it. It has four bathrooms in it. It actually has eight bedrooms in it. Yeah, so this is a fourplex of two bedroom, one bath units. So collectively, if we were to buy this property, what Joe estimates for us is that we would receive a $916 per month return on investment. So would you buy this property? What's the first thing you ought to do? Should you go to the property? I mean, should you get the physical address and go drive to the property? No, that's my answer. No, you shouldn't do that. And here's why. It's a time suck. Yeah, that's a technical term. Time suck. It's a term that I used to use in the military. Yeah, a time suck. So what is a time suck? A time suck is exactly what it sounds like. It is something that sucks your time away from you. It takes away your available time. One of the things that you need to understand when you become a real estate investor is that you just don't go directly to the properties when one pops up and you go, oh, this one might work. Let's just drive to the property. Because here's what happens. You make the decision, I'm going to go drive to the property. Okay, great. Let's go drive to the property. Where's the property? Well, this particular property that I'm talking about is in the greater Houston market. Do you know where I live? I know some of you know where I live, but do you know where I physically reside? I physically reside outside of the San Antonio market. Yeah, I live in a town called Fair Oaks Ranch. I'm very proud of that little bedroom community. It's right next door to a town called Burney, and we are the buffer zone between Burney and San Antonio. So those of you that know the San Antonio market, now you know exactly where I live. So here's the point I want to make. If I were to go check out this property, if that was the first thing that I did, I would have to get up. I'd have to get changed because I'm not really in any attire that I would drive in my car in. So I'd have to go change my clothes, and then I'd have to go get in my vehicle, and then I'd have to start the vehicle up, and then I'd have to check my fuel level to see, do I have enough fuel to get to Houston and back? And then I would start driving to Houston and maybe stopping for gas along the way. Now, just so you know, to go, and I did a straight line, well, not a straight line distance, but I did a driving line distance from where I am to where this property is at, 4 hours one way. So let's think about that. I'm going to spend 4 hours of my life and a bunch of money on fuel to drive 4 hours to Houston to go look at a property that I don't even know is going to work. All I know is that it has the potential to return $916 per month in cash flow, which interests me, because if you think about it, you take that $916 and you divide it by four, what do you get? $229. That is the per unit cash flow for the fourplex. The reason I bring that up is because I'm in the process of qualifying the fourplex. I know we're in my truck, we're driving to Houston, we're gonna spend the 4 hours, we're gonna get to Houston, we're gonna talk about this. But in the meantime, since we've got 4 hours in the truck, I'm gonna talk to you about stuff that you need to be thinking about. So think about it. $229 per unit. The minimum cash flow that I wanna see per unit for anything I buy is $200. Yeah, $200. Now, I will make some very rare exceptions. I might go down to 150 if I'm really capturing a ton of equity. There has to be a trade-off to do something like that. But right here, right at this place, as we're driving to Houston on our 4-mile trip to go check out a property that we don't know is going to work for us, okay? Let me be very clear about that. We at least know that the property has the potential to return our minimum cash flow per unit. So that's a good sign, right? That's a good indication. All right, so we're still driving to Houston. Yeah, it's kind of boring. It's kind of boring. There are a lot of people passing us. Yeah, I'm going the speed limit. A lot of people passing us. If you ever been on I-10 between San Antonio and Houston, you know it is a major speedway. People like to drive 90 to 100 miles per hour down that road constantly, and they do it constantly. And there goes one right past us. Okay, so we know the property has the potential to return $916 per month in cash flow. Is that enough information for us to buy the property? And the short answer is no. No, it's not. We would like to know some more information. So what other information would we like to know? Since we're driving to Houston and we're stuck in my truck, right? The purchase price, the offer price of this property is $299,000. $299,000. Is that enough information for you to buy the property? It's not. It's not enough information, is it? It's not even close to enough information. That is purely what the seller is asking for the property. That isn't taking into consideration what comparable sales have done. So why do we have to look at comparable sales? The reason we have to look at comparable sales, even though this is a fourplex, even though it has multiple units in it, it is not pure multifamily as far as an asset. It is still evaluated as a single family asset by the entire industry, meaning we have to be concerned what similar properties have sold for in the general location, because that has an impact on the value of the property as we're looking to buy it. Does that make sense? Okay, so check it out. I told you what they're asking for the property. You want to know what the comps are saying the property's worth? You ready for this? $262,000. Yeah, that's what the comps say. Where did I get the comps from? I got the comps from Joe. Joe is a licensed real estate investor. He is an expert at evaluating and providing comparable sales to his clients. He gave me the comparable sales. Now, he didn't go through and say, okay, here's the three or four properties you need to look at. What he did was he gave me everything in the market. He gave me everything available for sale. He gave me everything that has sold. He gave me everything that is pending in the market. In other words, it has been accepted as an offer, but it has not closed escrow yet. So why do I need that information? Because that information gives me information about the marketplace. And what it tells me is that the owner of this property is trying to get the maximum value for the property. And I don't fault them at all for trying to get the maximum sale price for the property. But here's the problem that they're going to have. Based off of the comparable sales, and the comparable sales will impact the appraisal of the property. In other words, it will impact the value of the property. The comparable sales are all the way down at $262,000. So what that indicates to me is that we should be paying in the neighborhood of $262,000 for this property, not close to $300,000 like the seller's asking. We should be paying close to $262,000. All right, so now we know what we should be paying for the property. However, part of the comparables have indicated to me that there are other assets out there similar to this one that are in a much better state of repair that are valued much higher. Oh, there's the curveball for you. When we come back from the break, I'll explain it. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so by talking about a fourplex that came into my inbox over the weekend. And what I'm doing is I'm analyzing this fourplex so that we can learn as to whether or not this fourplex might make something that would be good for our portfolio. Now, if you're just joining me, Here's the scenario that you're walking into. We have collectively as a group, that means you, me, and all the other people listening, we have decided that what we're going to do to analyze a property is we're going to go check the property out. Now, in the process of going to check the property out, it's a four-hour drive. It's a four-hour drive from where I live to where the property's at. But, you know, you guys want to go check it out? Let's all jump in the truck. Let's go. So we're driving in the truck. We've got a four-hour drive. While we're on this four-hour drive, I'm going to educate you on why we shouldn't be taking the four-hour drive. Does that make sense? Okay, and that's basically everything that I've been doing up to this point in this radio show is I've been educating you on what you need to think about while we drive to this property. I indicated to you that the comparable sales for this particular property in its present condition indicates that the property is probably worth about $262,000. However, there are another set of comps that indicate if we were to improve this particular property, if we were to fix this property up, if we were to make this property nicer than it currently is, we could potentially convert the value of this asset to $350,000. $350,000. Now, I'm fortunate enough that Joe sent me a lot of pictures of this property, and this property, it's really not in bad shape. It's not in bad shape. It kind of looks good. It's got wall air conditioners, which isn't a deal killer. It just indicates that when this property was built in 1960, it wasn't built with HVAC. And if it was built with HVAC, it wasn't designed for a four-unit community because this particular asset was originally built as a single-family house. Does that make sense? So can you take an existing air conditioning system and convert it into a fourplex? Probably not, because now you've got four different users that want four different temperature zones for their four different living areas. Does that make sense? So it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. If there was an existing HVAC system in this particular property, it wouldn't work for converting it to a fourplex. So what the person did that converted this to a fourplex is they went in and they put wall units into the property. Is that a deal killer? The short answer is no, not a deal killer. As a matter of fact, it's a pretty common practice. Now, here's some other things I'm noticing about the property. It has various states of improvement. What does that mean, various states of improvement? It means that as I look through the pictures of all of the different units, all of the different units look different. They all look differently. The kitchen looks different from one unit. Like, for instance, this particular kitchen has a granite countertop. Now, when I scroll over to this other kitchen, guess what it has? Formica. Yeah, so that's definitely a Formica countertop. I can tell because I can see the end where they cut the board and they didn't cap it. That's definitely Formica. That's not granite. Now, I'm looking at some of the bathrooms. The bathrooms, they have tile in them. They have a tile shower. They have a tile floor, which is good. The flooring looks like it's vinyl plank flooring, which is good. So what this indicates to me is that this particular property is a little bit dated. It needs to be freshened up, but it doesn't appear that it needs a major overhaul. It really doesn't appear that it needs a major overhaul at all. Let me take a look at the notes that Joe sent me with regards to his thoughts on the property. Because one of the things that Joe did, he actually went to the property. Now, why would Joe go to the property? Well, first of all, he lives in Houston. He works in Houston. This asset is in the greater Houston market. He is a licensed real estate agent. So it behooves him to go check the property out if he's going to send the property out to us as Lifestyles Unlimited members, because it allows him to get eyes on the objective. It does. It also gives him the opportunity to do any inspections that he needs to do on the property. Plus, he can coordinate with the other realtor that has this property listed for sale. See, this is not a traditional wholesale property like we normally buy as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. This is a property that's actually on the multiple listing service that we can make an offer on, and we can get a 7-day inspection period. Now, going back to Joe's notes, what does he say? He says, foundation. Yeah, we got foundation problems on this particular property. So what he determined by walking through the property is that the property is out of level. Is that a deal killer as a rental? Well, there are people that will rent a property that's out of level, but there are people that won't. What makes better sense? What creates the better product for our customer? In my opinion, I believe a level floor makes for a better product because I think it adds stability to the entire property. I know it adds stability to the property because I've actually talked to an engineer about that. But more importantly, what it does is it makes the property seem like it's in even better condition than it could be because the floors are all level. Now keep in mind, our customers, the people that we want to rent to, they're looking at every kind of property. They're looking at properties that are clean. They're looking at properties that are dirty. They're looking at properties that have floors that are out of level. They're looking at properties that have floors that are in level. They are making informed decisions about where they want to rent. So one of the things that we do as Lifestyles Unlimited members is we look at a particular asset and we determine whether or not certain repairs need to be made on the asset. And we use this acid test to determine whether or not the repair makes sense. You ready for the acid test? Okay, here it is. If I were to spend the money on that improvement, what does that improvement do for me as far as allowing me to charge higher rent? That's the test. That's the caveat. That's the thing you have to ask yourself. If there's a broken window, let's say there's a window on the property. Let's say the window has a crack in it. Just a little tiny hairline crack in the corner of the window. Would you replace that window? Now, some of you are like, well, it's broken. You got to replace it. And some of you are like, it's still functional. It's still in place. What do you do? Well, to replace the glass is probably going to cost you a couple $100. Are you going to be able to get an additional $5 in rent because all of a sudden you've replaced the glass in a window that may or may not have needed the glass to be replaced? And the short answer is you're probably not going to get an increased rent by replacing that particular piece of glass. But you can get an increased rent if you level the floors on your property. And the reason for it is the customer perceives that the property is in better physical condition and therefore warrants a higher price. All right, now check it out. So let me talk to you about these kitchens. Picture a wall, just a blank wall. Picture a row of, say, two cabinets wide up against the wall with a sink on top of it. Picture a backsplash. Picture a range, an oven. Picture a built-in microwave affixed to the wall above the range and oven. Picture a refrigerator. And then picture, now get this. This is the entire cabinet space in this property. Above the microwave, you know how wide a microwave is, right? It's like, what, 30 inches wide? Okay. Above the microwave, there is a set of cabinets. That's it. Where do you put your stuff in this kitchen? I'm a guy. I'm not supposed to know this stuff, but I've hung around enough Lifestyles Unlimited members that I can't help but learn this stuff. And this kitchen is too basic. It's too basic. People walking into this thing will go, oh, where do I keep my stuff? There's no place to keep your stuff. There's no cabinets. This property suffers from a lack of quality kitchen. It does. It's a lack of quality kitchen. As a matter of fact, I found my notes that Joe sent me, and here's what he said. He said, hey, based on my inspection, here's some of the things I think you might want to consider doing. Fix the foundation. Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. We definitely got to fix the foundation. And any drywall damage. Okay, so when you fix the foundation, what might happen when you essentially are leveling the property back up, you may cause some drywall damage. You may also have some plumbing damage. So you have to be cognizant of that. There could be damage to the waistlines. There could be damage to the supply lines because you are physically moving the entire structure, which includes the plumbing attachments that are attached to the ground and to the structure. Does that make sense? Okay, so those are things you have to think about. Those could be extra expenses that you probably need to have a contingency budget for. Does that make sense? Okay, so foundation-wise, yeah, maybe about $12,000 to do it. Kitchen-wise, I'm thinking you can do each kitchen for a couple $1,000s. I think you can. What else does Joe say? Some exterior cleanup. Yeah, the exterior of the property, I mean, it doesn't look bad, but it's kind of, and it's got some trash on it. Just it's got some things that need to be tidied up to make the property look good. Do you have to paint the exterior? And I'm going to tell you, I don't think so. I think the paint job on this thing looks pretty good. As a matter of fact, Joe did not indicate in his notes that we ought to consider painting the property. So even Joe thinks that the exterior paint is just fine. So we can save thousands of dollars not painting the property. Okay, what else is wrong with the property? Not much else. So keep in mind, you're in my truck. We're all driving to Houston because we think we have to go look at this property. But while we're in the truck, I'm educating you on why we don't really need to go look at the property. Okay, because now we have salient information. We have information we can use. I have come up with an estimated budget of about $22,000 to do the foundation and to do the kitchen remodels in these properties. The bathrooms, they look fine. They look totally fine. But the kitchens are wanting. If this is going to sound a little sexist, but I'm going to say it anyway, so here it comes. If a woman walked into these properties and tried to view these properties as a place that she would be comfortable living in, she would probably reject these properties because of the kitchens. Why do I know this? Because I have had so many female Lifestyles Unlimited members tell me that exact same point. The fact that I can look at these kitchens and I can instantly recognize that they don't meet the standard for what my customers want indicates to me that there's some improvements that need to be done. But at the end of the day, I think if we do the foundation, if we do the kitchens, we're in our rehab budget for about $22,000. So let's talk through the numbers. Let's remember we're driving to Houston, but we're going to talk through the numbers. So we should be buying this property at $262,000. I realize the seller is close to $300,000, but the comps are indicating $262,000 for the present condition of that property. Fixed up, if we fix the foundation, if we improve those kitchens, that property will compete with properties that are worth $350,000. But that property is not worth $350,000 in its present state. It's going to take about $22,000 for us to do the work. It's going to take about $10,000 in closing and holding costs. Now, check this out. You ready for the cash out of pocket? This is the amount of money that we're going to spend on this asset. Are you ready for it? $19,000. That's it. $19,000. That's the cash out of pocket. When you consider the fact that we can buy it for $262,000, we can put another $22,000 into the property, and we can command a price of $350,000 once we get it all fixed up. What this property allows us to do is to go in and buy it for only $19,000. Now, the cash flow on this property works out to be $916 per month. When you annualize that, that is like giving yourself almost an $11,000 per year raise. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. You could spend $19,000 to buy this asset, and this asset can produce $11,000 per year in cash flow. That is, are you ready for it? This is a big number. That is a 58% return on investment just on the cash on cash. 58% return on investment just on the cash on cash. Are you getting interested in the property? Now, we're still driving to the property, but now you're a little more interested in the property because now we have an asset that has the potential, because there's still some things we have to figure out, has the potential to return 58% cash on cash. What about our return on equity? How much equity can we obtain in this asset? Well, we can obtain $56,000 of equity in the asset, over and above the $19,000 that we put into it. It's like $75,000 in equity. And that's an unrealized capital gain, meaning you turn $19,000 into $75,000 just by buying this particular asset. And we haven't even gotten to the asset yet. We haven't even gotten there yet. We're like, what, half an hour? I'm turning the truck around. I'm turning the truck around, and here's why I'm going to turn the truck around. We have enough information right now to indicate to us that based on a 58% cash-on-cash return, based on a 295% return on capital gain, we should probably buy this property. And we're working with a Lifestyles Unlimited Realty member. His name is Joe. Guess what Joe is for us? He's our eyes, our ears, our voice, and when necessary, our conscience at the property. He has a much easier ability to go to the property than we do. We don't really need to see this property because we can see this property through Joe's eyes. Joe has done the research. He's done the legwork, and he has screened this property. Trust me, before Joe sent this property out to the Lifestyles Unlimited community, he probably rejected nine other properties. Nine other properties that didn't meet his screening criteria, but this property met his screening criteria. So what did he do with it? He sent it out to us, the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And what did I do with it? I screened it again. Because just because it came from Joe doesn't necessarily mean that it's an asset that works for my portfolio. I have to screen the property myself. And that's what we did while we were in my truck driving to Houston. Now that we're driving back to San Antonio, we screened the property. This property makes financial sense to me. This property indicates to me that if I were to buy it and I were to hold it for just a year and a day, that when you consider all the five different ways we make money in real estate, the cash flow, the equity capture, the principal pay down, the natural appreciation, the tax advantages, when you consider all five of those things, as far as a rate of return, I'm looking at a total net return. I hope you're sitting down because here comes a big number, 46% return on investment. Total return on investment when you consider the five different ways we make money in the single family space. And this is in the single family space because it is a fourplex and it does qualify as single family. Hey, I hope you had a great time driving in my truck. I had a great time entertaining you. I had a great time hanging out with you in my truck, but we never made it to the property. And the lesson learned is this: you can get all of the information you need without physically going to the property. All you have to do is know what to do. And if you want to know what to do, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for our free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.